Rav Chaim Volozhin, in his Nefesh HaChaim, dedicated the fourth shar to teaching us about the definition of Torah Lishma, the importance of studying Torah. What he saw was a loss of commitment to Torah, as he saw it in his time. And since this Shabbos, the 14th of Sivan, is in fact the yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Volozhin, who left this world on the 14th of Sivan in the year 1821, I want to dedicate a number of classes, a number of shiurim, to learning the 34 chapters of the Shar Dalet, of the Nefesh HaChaim. Again, this is not meant to be an in-depth analysis of the Nefesh HaChaim, but merely to introduce those of us who have not studied his words or have never had a chance to look at Shar Dalet, to hear very briefly and quickly and clearly, hopefully, the main messages that Rav Chaim Volozhin wants to impart. I hope that each parak will take us no more than about 10 minutes, and with that we begin, Parak Aleph. Odzo samarti levo b'megillah sefer kasuf, b'godol hachiyuv shel esek haTorah. Says Rav Chaim of Volozhin, now I'd like to write for you and present before you the importance and the obligation of studying Torah. Al kol ish Yisrael yom v'layla. How it's incumbent upon every person, every Jewish person, day and night. U'laharchiv ma'at hadibur b'loshon medaberes gedolos yekar tifarta u'ma'alasa shel Torah. Va'adam hayashar ha'osek v'hogaba b'toras chesed ha'leshono. And to speak in a beautiful and clear way about the grandeur and the sweetness and the glory of one who is involved in Torah study, both in terms of the greatness of Torah and the greatness of those who choose to study it, and how it's able lasos nachas ruach liyotzro uboro yisbarach shemo, to give great honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, great nachas ruach to Hashem when we appreciate His Torah. Ve'ishdas ha'ma'amitz kolach lesamcho ulesada ulahachzik b'dakeo, and those who support Torah as well. And those who strengthen Torah by their commitment to supporting Torah, in addition to the study of Torah. Why am I so motivated to write about this? Says Rav Chaim of Volozhin. Acharei asher zeh yamim rabim li Yisrael shehushpal esek haTorah kadosha b'chol dor v'dor. Unfortunately, we've seen throughout the generation the decline of an appreciation for the holiness of those who are involved in the study of Torah. Vehein ata b'doros halalu b'avanosein harabim, and unfortunately, the decline of an appreciation of Torah continues to be felt in our times, he says. Nafla ma'od ma'od. Nisuna b'seser ha-madrega ha-tachtona rachman al-etzan. The Torah has fallen to a very, very low place. Kasher einenu ha-roos ata b'rabas b'nei amenu. As we see, unfortunately, amongst our fellow Jews, a lack of commitment to Torah study, a lack of appreciation for Torah. And he offers, not as an excuse, but as a partial justification, understanding of why that might be so. Migodel sevel masa ola parnasa Hashem yirachim, because of the great pressure and the great challenge of making a living, and Hashem should spare us from that challenge, and allow us to return with dedication to Torah study. Vegam kama meosan asher kirbas alokim yachpesun. But yet, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there are those amongst us who are very much seeking closeness to Hashem, and they want to have a godly and spiritual experience. And they think that the way to do so is the following. That they spend all of their time studying ethical works and works of Musar, piety, of Yira, of Musar. But they fail to dedicate the overwhelming majority of their time to the essence of what Torah is, which is Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Mikraos, Halachos, Merubos, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, Va'adayin lo ra'u ma'oros me'imehem, V'lo naga aleihem ur ha'Torah Hashem yislach lahem. And unfortunately, they failed to bask in the true light of Torah, which again is the essence of Torah, Torah Shebechsav, and Torah Shebaalpeh. And afal pi shekavanasan l'shemayim, certainly they're well-intended, they mean to do the right thing, aval lo zu haderech yishkon bam ur ha'Torah, but this is not the way for a person to bask in the light of Torah. Va'emes ki sifra yira hinam kechol darche Hashem ha'yesharim. Yes, the sifra yira, of course, have an important place amongst the Jewish people. Ki doros harishonam hayu kavuim kol yemeim be'isik v'hegyon toraseinu akadosha tekuim ba'olei ha'midrashos b'gemar rashi tosos. The earlier generations dedicated all their time to the study and the analysis of the Torah akadosha, specifically in the Batei Medrash, where they studied Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Vishal heves avas toraseinu akadosha hayaboer belibam keish boeres ba'ava v'yiras Hashem tahora. And of course, it inflamed their hearts with a feeling of avon, a feeling of yira, an energy, a feeling of kirvas elokus that came through the study of halacha, of Gemara Ashitosos. V'chol chefsam lahaydil kvodil adira, v'rechivu gvulim b'talmidim rabim hagunim laman tamale ha'aretz deya. And of course, those builders of those yeshivas did so in a way of spreading Torah, of giving honor to Hashem in His Torah, to teach Talmidim, proper Talmidim, and to fill the world with the knowledge of Hashem. And unfortunately, though, with the passage of time, kasher archu hayamim, hine kein darko shel yetzer me'olam, this is the way the Yetzirah operates, with the passage of time, it became such, liskani ba'am Hashem eila, kasher heim adorchim b'derach Hashem k'ra'oi, lahatal b'am eres. The Yetzirah, in his deceptive way, came to knock the people who are treading the proper path from the proper path and to poison them with his venomous attacks. Achakama mea talmidim samu kol kviusam ve'iskam rak b'pulpula shel Torah levad v'lo zulas klal. To the point that unfortunately some began to see Torah as an intellectual pursuit and nothing other than being osik in the pilpul of Torah without any connection, as it were, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with a lack of Yirah Shamayim. And that's why Rav Chaim Voloshiner quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Im ein yira ein chachma. If there is no yira, there is no chachma. And therefore, we needed to push back on a certain level to incorporate and to remind ourselves, and that's what the Sifrei Yira and the Sifrei Musar are there to do, to remind us of the purpose of our learning as a way of connecting to Hashem. There's many other Mamari Chazal I can share on this, and I will, he says, in Perek Dalid, to explain the importance of Yirah Shamayim as a prerequisite to Torah. Lizos es oru atzmam kama migdoleim einei ha'eda, and therefore some of our religious leaders, the eyes of the generation, recognizing this problem, asher darkam b'kodesh lishkod al takanas klal achenu b'nei Yisrael, they recognized the shortcomings of klal Yisrael, and they wanted to strengthen our brothers, Beis Yisrael, liyasher ha-hadurim v'ligdor pirtusam, in order to get us back on the right path of making sure that our chachma is not, God forbid, without yira, laharim ha-michshol miderach am Hashem, to remove the stumbling block from before the Jewish people, umilu es yadam lavo b'tochachos b'musar m'midos, v'chibru sefer yira laheshir lev ha-am liyosam oskim b'torah kadosha v'avoda b'yiras Hashem tahora. So therefore they authored, as a form of rebuke, Sifrei Musar, to remind people that Torah is not just another subject meant to be studied, but must be studied with Yirah Shamayim, must be studied with a purity of thought and purity of spirit. But unfortunately, says Rav Chaim Voloshiner, the challenge, of course, becomes the opposite now, that people become so busy with Sifrei Yirah and Sifrei Musar that they never get back to what? To the study of Mikra and Mishnah and Gemara. Amnam kol ish tevunos asher sichlo yasher holech yavin midaito, ki lo kivnu behem laznia chas v'shalom ha'esek begufei ha'Torah. It was never the intention of those individuals who wrote the Sifrei Musar that it should come to replace, God forbid, the main corpus of Torah, the gufei ha'Torah, the essence of Torah. V'lios ach v'asu kol yam b'sifrei musaram. They never intended that a person should spend the entirety of the day involved in Sifrei Musar. Ela kavanasam ritzuya ha'isa. Shekol ikar kviyas limud am ha'kodesh yerak v'torah kadosha shevichsav uval peh v'halachos merubos. Hein gufei Torah v'gam b'yores Hashem tahora. Rather, the intention was that we should dedicate the bulk of our time to the study of Torah, shevichsav, Torah sheval peh, to the study of the vast, again, body of halachos, which are the guf of the Torah, which is the essence of the Torah, but to do so in a way of Yiras Hashem, in a way of spiritual purity. But nowadays, through the tricks of the Yitzhahara, the opposite has come about. That what? Hagavoa hushpal. That which is supposed to truly be the top, the highest, the greatest pursuit, the ikar, has become downgraded. Shakama Vakama Samu Kol Iker Kvias Limudam Rov Hayamim Rakbis Ifra Yira Musar. There are those who spend the entirety of their day in the involvement in the study of Yira and Sifrei Musar. Sifrei Yira and Sifrei Musar. Ba'amrim Kizeh Kol Adam Bo'olamo Lasak Bam Tamid. To think that this has become instead of one's Tanakh, instead of one's Gemara, instead of one's Shulchan Aruch. Kihema Malhivim Halavavos. Asher oz yikana levavo lachnio l'shaber hayetzer mitavosav ulis yasher b'midos tovos. And it's done in such a way that they imagine that this is a prerequisite to Torah. And we'll see on a certain level it is, but it's also misplaced. V'keser Torah munach v'keren zavos. The crown of Torah lies so to speak, gathering dust in the corner. Because of all the prerequisites to Torah, people have stopped learning the Torah itself and spend all their time involved in the study of Musar, in character development, in conquering their taivos. Uve'enai re'isi b'pelach echad, I've seen in a particular city, a particular location, shekol kach hispashe l'aslam zos, that this attitude, this outlook of Torah study has taken root in such a way, at sheberov batei medrashim ein v'am rakseh for Musar l'rov, that he laments the fact that in their batei medrash, all he's able to find, or the overall majority of the svarim, in that location, are Sifrei Musar. Va'afilu shas echad shalim ein bo, v'toch einei emeros. And you can't even find the full set of shas, Rachmana Litzlan, and they don't even seem to notice that or be bothered by it. Me'avin v'hiskil libosam, asher lo zu haderech bachar bo Hashem. And I'm coming to remind them that this is not, we can't look away from this. This is not what Hashem wants. Ki lo yiratzet, not what Hashem desires. Va'od ma'at behemshech hazman yuchlu lios chas v'sham lo kohen morer v'torah matei aleh. And how are we going to have a rav? How are you going to have a posek? How are you going to be able to run a Jewish home and a Jewish society without people who know what Torah itself says? Hein lezoz atzor b'milin mi yuchal. So therefore I cannot remain silent on this matter. Milo odia b'shifte Yisrael ne'amona liyare Hashem v'choshvei shemo es haderech yochuba la'orash al Torah. To help people who want to tread the proper path to return to the true light of Torah. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha, al avon bitula shel Torah. Again, it's well intended, but there's a tremendous bitul Torah that's taking place, not only because of the pressures of making a living, but because of misguided priorities when it comes to one's learning. Kasher hu yizbarach shemo yikanei la litvoa elbona. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold us accountable for such a thing, and we cannot be silent. Utchila asim divrasi beinyan esek Torah lishma. Therefore, I want to begin my sefer by setting out sort of the thesis for this shar. Again, this is not the first chapter of the sefer. This is the shar Dalet, which speaks about Torah lishma. But I want to arrange my words on this topic of Torah lishma. Mahu inyan Torah lishma. What is Torah lishma? Do we even know how to translate that? What is the definition of Torah Lishma? Something that's been debated throughout the ages. Ki gam ze pri chatas lakama hamoinim atzam be'isak haTorah kedosha. Unfortunately, this is the fruit of some of the sinful choices that have been made. People who are well-intended, but end up distancing themselves from Torah because of a mistaken understanding of the definition of Torah Lishma. Bechashem ki inin Lishma perusho bedeveikus gadol b'li hefsek. That people think Torah Lishma requires one to be able to study Torah in a state of dveikus, with dveikus gadol, with great connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that if I'm not feeling connected to Hashem in that moment of Torah study, if I'm not experiencing an overwhelming sense of dveikus, of religious devotion and fervor, then I'm not able to study Torah. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that's absolutely not the case. V'gan ra'achol le'yoyser mizeh. And unfortunately, I see something that's even worse than this. Not only do they think that Torah Lishma is Torah with Dveikus, but to think that Torah without Dveikus is worthless. If I'm not, again, studying Torah with a deep religious devotion, with a sense of Dveikus gadol hefsek, then what's the point of my learning? And Chaim Volozhiner says that's absolutely not true. And therefore, when they find that they're not in a state of constant dveikus, limudam bedveikus tumidi, lo yaschilu klal lilmo, they refrain from learning. Valkein tofug Torah chas v'shalom. And because of this, again, the amount of Torah that is being studied has been greatly lessened, and the decline is significant. And of course, in outlining my definition of Torah Lishma, I will speak about the greatness of Torah itself, the greatness of those who study Torah, of course, the merger of those two. He concludes the first parak by saying, therefore, I need to and I will bring many sources from our sages, both in Shas, in the Midrashim, in passages in the Zohar, Asher Bam Yedubar Niflos Milas HaTorah Kadosha, which speak about the greatness of the Torah, Va'osek Ba V'Godol Schara V'Unsha Rachmana Litzlan, the greatness of those who study, the reward for those who study, and the punishment for those who do not. Hagam Shekol Elu HaMa'amarim Yedum V'Forsamim, of course, these teachings are well known, and I'm not necessarily being mechadish by collecting them, but I'm bringing them together. Im Kol Ze Kibatztim, I'm collecting all of these Mamari Chazal, Lahaliv Libos Hachafetzim Lizdavik Ba'avas Torasso Yizbarach Ulihislonein B'tzel HaElyon Nora. in order to awaken again the hearts of Jews to return to authentic Torah study, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner imagined it to be. Again, this Shabbos is his yard site, and Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, we should be zochet to continue to study his words together.